Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Monday, October 21st.
Wow.
What are we doing with our lives?
We're halfway through the fourth quarter.
It's like the holidays already. I'm stressed.
Thanksgiving is coming up soon.
It's pretty close. What is this one? Is this the best Snacks Daily we've ever done?
It's the best Snacks Daily we've ever done.
Definitely better than Friday. What we got going on today, Jack?
Unilever and Procter & Gamble are in the shampoo wars.
Boom.
We found another business war to talk about.
Let that
pod.
One sink in. Rinse, repeat.
Rinse and repeat.
That's key. We'll get to that later.
Quibi is launching a streaming service designed for the phone, so it's partnering with a wireless phone company.
T-Mobile is all over this thing. Picture a lot of pink on this.
Third and final story. The IPO of the day is Powerbar.
Powerbar?
Yeah.
I didn't see this coming.
Powerbar was making power bars before organic mattered.
Bars weren't even a thing.
So we're jumping into the S1 and talking about this IPO.
We have got some IPO paperwork to get through. Now, before we jump into all that, Netflix for chicken wings?
I think that means for $10 a month, you get unlimited chicken wings at home.
Let me repeat this. Netflix for chicken wings? It's actually a $75 seasoned pass. Not season.
Oh, like seasoned food.
You got to add the ED on that one.
Nicely done. So apparently, it's a 10-week thing for $75. And you get, 45 wings per week?
Yeah, you're getting like for 10 weeks straight, you're paying $75. You're getting a total of 428 wings coming in weekly batches.
We did the math here. This turns out to be about 6 wings per dollar.
If you're doing less than 25 cents per wing, you're living the good life over here.
I remember they had 10-cent wing days at the Silo near Mount Snow in Vermont.
Beautiful thing.
That was an unbelievable deal. And this is almost that.
Buffalo, New York, home of the Buffalo Chicken Wing. But this is from KFC.
Amazing, though, that you can get chicken wing subscription.
Snackers, you know that this fits with something Jack and I have been deadly concerned about.
When are we going to hit
subscripturation? There's too many subscriptions. Your life's packed. Well, here you got a new one for chicken wings.
I'm on board with this one, though.
It's the other way, me.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we got to get something legal out the way. The snacks you're about to hear ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible, business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC, member FINRA, /SIPC.
For our first story, Unilever and P&G are in the shampoo wars.
It's another war. We have to cover it on Snacks
we
Daily.
We have to do it. Sit back.
And Unilever just announced its earnings. It's got some bruises, some casualties of this war.
By the way, Jack and I have noticed this. Is anyone else concerned about how dangerously delicious shampoo sounds lately?
Pomegranate shampoo.
Mango with like a little bit of mint extract.
Avocado.
I don't even want to go any further.
Guacamole.
When they start grilling it, then we should get concerned on this.
Avo toast.
In the meantime, hair care has become a battleground.
The two big players are Unilever and Procter & Gamble. We've covered Unilever before.
Right. You know it owns Ben & Jerry's, but it also owns like Suave, Axe, Tresemme, Suave, Jack Love, Suave.
Procter & Gamble owns Head & Shoulders, Pantene Pro-V.
Yeah.
Little higher shelf.
Not afraid to admit it. Have you used Head & Shoulders, by the way?
I have a bottle. I use it like once a month.
I know.
More in the winter than in the summer.
We're willing to be vulnerable on
Snacks
Daily. Yes, we are. Flakes and we're vulnerable.
Now, the news here, Unilever announced quarterly earnings last quarter. Sales growth has slowed down, and it's losing market share in the hair care division.
And they're giving credit here to their rival, P&G, who they said has innovated in the space of hair care.
They're giving it credit?
They're giving it credit. It was a little awkward.
I thought they would blame it.
Well, the reason why Jack is concerned here is because when we look back on the history, we were fascinated by this long, nearly 20-year battle over your scalp.
These two companies have bred MBA students to like battle for a percentage point of market share in the shampoo industry.
This goes back to 2001 when P&G was sued for millions of dollars for spying on Unilever's hair care division.
So Unilever has an office in Chicago, Illinois. This is no joke.
Yeah, this is true.
And Procter & Gamble sent a bunch of interns. I don't know about the interns part.
Yeah, we could just run
with that. But they grabbed a bunch of documents from the trash can outside of Unilever's office.
We know what you're thinking. This is like 007, the next third version with Daniel Craig. It's freaky.
Now, after that, Unilever responded
aggressively
by acquiring a bunch of shampoo brands like Tresemme, VO5, and more.
But P&G saw this, and they responded to that move. They decided to expand Herbal Essence and Aussie shampoos internationally.
She's got the herb. Natural botanicals.
Jack, are you thinking what happened next here?
Unilever responded to Herbal Essences with a YouTube channel to show you how to use shampoo. Do we really need that?
I don't really know if we do, but I don't know. Those urge to herbal commercials were always kind of scary.
And they got mentioned in a Snacks Daily Pod.
And then P&G said, you know what? We're going to respond to those YouTube channels by launching some more alternative shampoos. We're thinking like rose water sulfate-free shampoo.
I thought it was rosé water.
It probably should be rosé water.
Now, for decades, they've been fighting, and the current status is Unilever owns 17% of the shampoo market in America.
Pretty nice.
Procter & Gamble has 14%.
Ugh, this thing is head and head.
It's a true rivalry.
So, Jack, can you step out of the shower and please let us know what is the takeaway for our buddies over at Unilever?
Hair care is the perfect battleground for these brands.
And the reason why is two keys. The first one is big profits or high margins.
Besides Suave, which everybody knows costs like a dollar a bottle.
Pretty much.
The rest, you can charge very high prices for shampoo.
People are going to pay like $67 if they know the keratin is like emotionally enhanced to make you feel better.
Hair matters, man.
The second key reason here why hair care has become a battleground, minor innovations, or as we like to call them, minovations.
Minovations like adding a little bit of avocado citrus.
Yeah.
That's justification to like up the price by a couple bucks.
Oh, there you go. And you spread that out over the course of a country, that's a lot of good money. And then the third and final one, which is kind of a surprise takeaway.
I heard this at business school at University of Michigan.
I know what you're thinking.
The best trick a marketer ever told was adding to the directions on shampoo, wash hair, rinse, and repeat.
Double sales.
Just adding that word repeat.
You could add that to a lot of
doubled
things.
Doubled sales.
Twice. For our second story, Quibi has found its first batch of customers.
Anybody who has a T-Mobile account.
That's you. If it's you, you're now a potential Quibi customer.
Now, one thing I know about T-Mobile, its CEO is not modest.
He wears pink and he likes to talk.
Let me tell you what he said about this Quibi deal.
Talk to me.
Of course Quibi and T-Mobile are working together. We're two mobile-centric disruptors committed to challenging the status quo and giving customers incredible experiences.
Tell us what you really think, John Laguerre, CEO of T-Mobile. I like how direct he is on that, though.
Let's get back to Quibi,
though. Talk to me. When does the thing actually come out and what is it exactly?
April. A month when I think three big new streaming services come out.
Yeah, pretty much.
It stands for Quick Bites, Quibi.
That's what it is. And here's what it's actually in your hand. It's a mobile-first show that's like meant for on-the-go life.
We're talking 8-minute chapters. That's what each episode will be like. It's not a 23-minute episode.
Right. They're breaking it down so you're not like stuck 3 hours later still in a Game of Thrones episode trying to figure out what happened 3 hours ago.
You could watch a whole thing on the toilet.
And what will make you happen to do that efficiently is that it's a vertical film format. You don't get the old like, moving it around.
You don't
horizontal.
Fumble the phone around.
You know, horizontal elbow. You're on the subway. You're like,
Now, Snapchat has this too. They have vertical format, native video in the app, but Quibi is premium content.
Big difference there.
First of all, you have to pay for Quibi.
Because you're getting the premium
it's
content.
It's $5 with ads, $8 without
and
ads.
And we know what you're thinking. You're using this term premium content. It sounds so fancy. Where does this whole thing
come from? Premium business people, Jeffrey Katzenberg of Pixar and Meg Whitman of eBay fame are the co-CEOs, I think.
And the big time actors are getting involved in the big time premium content that's going to be on your phone.
Yeah. There will be shows like House of Cards Status.
Esque. Or
Handmaid's
like
Tale
esque.
Status.
You can just throw an esque on everything these days.
So partnerships like this between T-Mobile and Quibi, obviously they're a win-win. Both sides agreed to do it.
That's why they're hanging out.
But we want to talk about the specific benefits both companies will get.
So if you're T-Mobile, you're looking at this, you got 83 million U.S. account holders, and you're thinking, you know what? I'm actually going to have 100 million if this Sprint merger goes through, which it's expected.
You know what? Quibi's looking at those users, actually.
Yes.
Quibi will get a huge batch of initial customers. Anybody who's got a T-Mobile and maybe a Sprint account.
But then T-Mobile's looking at Quibi and saying, you know what? We need a competitive edge over Verizon and AT&T. Some of this good old-fashioned premium content, doing air quotes here, sounds like it'd be a right fit.
Yeah, it could win customers from Verizon because it has Quibi for free. Also, the timing here is important.
Oh, this is critical if you're T-Mobile.
April of next year, that's also when AT&T launches HBO Max.
Because AT&T owns HBO now.
Yeah, so HBO Max could come free with AT&T. T-Mobile wants to have something
so
free.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over Quibi?
Bundling for free looks so much better than discounting.
T-Mobile's strategy is offering things for free, but companies, they prefer to be bundling things with T-Mobile so you actually get more.
T-Mobile gives away Dunkin' Donuts on Tuesdays. It gives away a whole season of free Major League Baseball streaming.
So instead of just discounting and giving you less, they want to offer you more of something.
Now, we don't know exactly what this deal will look like. We're guessing Quibi will be free to T-Mobile customers, but Quibi costs $5 a month, so who's going to pay for that? We think part of it will be paid by T-Mobile itself, and Quibi's probably going to offer a discount to T-Mobile for each user.
But Quibi does not want to offer discounts, and that's key here.
This partnership, though, is basically a discount for T-Mobile customers, but it doesn't look like that.
Instead of the discount, you're getting more. You're not paying less. For our third and final story, BellRing Brands, a.k.a. the owner of PowerBar, just had its IPO.
Huge missed opportunity on the ticker symbol.
Yeah, the stock jumped 17% on the first day, but what were we thinking on this thing?
Lyft.
It could have been L-I-F-T.
Lyft.
Pound, P-O-U-N-D.
Oh, that would have been good, too.
Spot, no, S-B-O-T.
We got to do this for a living.
Now, in case you're wondering what's going on here, in the world of like protein bars, these days you can get like a Luna, an RX bar. They got like goji berry, a matcha blend. They're using some rare Amazonian tree nut.
Yeah, you have very bougie like virgin nuts. But Power Bar still has mostly peanut butter and chocolate.
They're keeping it simple over there.
Yeah, Bo Jackson probably used Power Bars back in the day.
They've evolved a bit. They're doing like a vegan version. They're doing some stuff with like sunflower seeds. But let's face it, it's not exactly goji berry extreme.
BellRing Brands, which is based in St. Louis, Missouri, is not just focused on nutrition. It's actually focused on two trends that are on point right now.
Convenient nutrition.
Convenient nutrition. That's what a power bar is.
Right. They're obsessed with this concept of RTD.
Ready to drink.
Right. Stuff that's ready to drink, ready to roll, in your bag, in your back pocket. You got it going everywhere.
There's also RTA.
Right.
Or RTE, ready to eat.
Yeah, I'll go with whatever you said right there.
Shakes and bars make up 82%. This is the stuff you put in the locker room after your workout.
82% of BellRing Brand sales. The rest is like protein powders and some stuff like that.
Also stuff that's in the locker room.
And then a wild stat, Jack, and I noticed in the IPO paperwork. Get this. 47% of Americans snack not once, not twice, three times a day.
Snacks daily.
We
three times a day.
It makes sense. It's a healthy thing. We're pro snacks all the time.
So the S-1 is the document that BellRing Brands issued because it's IPOing, and you know the S-1 covers everything about the company.
Right. It's covering the risks and the opportunities. But there's one opportunity BellRing Brands mentioned in particular that stood out for Jack and I.
BRB bragged that it was asset light.
Asset light.
That means they outsource the manufacturing of their food to like random factories that do the manufacturing for you, package it up, and slap the BellRing Brand stickers on there.
So BellRing Brands is actually like kind of showing this off. Like, hey, that lets us focus on our quote-unquote core in-house capabilities.
Which includes sales and marketing, brand management, customer service, and research and development for whatever the next flavor of Power Bar
is going to
be.
So basically what this Power Bar owning brand does is they're focusing on marketing and sales and a few research labs.
They're not making the actual food.
No.
And they're not packaging it either.
A few other examples out there like this.
Apple. Think about Apple. It's designed in California, as you can see on the back of your iPhone, manufactured in China by a totally separate company, Foxconn.
Very similar situation over with Nike, which is manufactured in other countries, doesn't own those factories.
Nike doesn't own any manufacturing
facilities. On the other hand, you can also be pretty asset heavy.
Car companies.
Exactly.
General Motors has like over hundreds of thousands of employees and plants everywhere.
Meanwhile, Bell Ring Brands, the power bar owner, is focused on staying lean. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over Power Bar?
That strength, Bellring, being lean, is actually also its weakness.
Very true. It constantly was pointing out, Bellring Brands in its IPO paperwork, that it's part of the health trend.
Convenience and nutrition. I mean, that's why I go to Project Juice for an acai bowl every Saturday morning.
I see Jack there. One of us gets the granola, one doesn't. It doesn't matter. It's a beautiful thing.
But that asset light thing, the fact that they don't control their own manufacturing, that does lower costs. It might boost profitability, but it removes the company from the food process.
It means they're a little less farm to table, which also is a trend right now.
Yeah, if you're a customer and you want like organic only and you want to know where your food came from.
Yeah, want to have some integrity in the food you're eating.
Then Bellring Brands is like, I don't know, that factory's doing it for us.
Right, because Bellring's a little bit more focused on the performance. And that's why they dropped the term protein 315 times in the S1 report.
Power Bar and Bellring Brands is kind of the Under Armour of health food.
Yes.
Tons of ath.
Totally.
Not much leisure.
True. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
Unilever's epic battle for your flow continues with Procter & Gamble.
Hair care is both companies' profit puppies.
T-Mobile and Quibi are teaming up, probably to offer the mobile streaming service for free.
Bundling in something for free looks awesome. 50% off looks kind of desperate.
Bellring Brands just IPO'd, and it hopes its asset-light power bar biz is on trend.
It's convenient nutrition, but it's not exactly farm-to-table. Snackers, time
at
for
all.
No. Snackers, time for our snack fact of the day. This one sent in by great fellow Warden classmate Gabriel Garza Martinez from Mexico City, a snacker for a long time.
Gabriel pointed us to Derek Thompson, an author for The Atlantic, who points out that if you sleep on a Casper mattress,
or
then work out on a Peloton before breakfast, and then take an Uber to your desk job at WeWork,
I'm following you,
and then get DoorDash for lunch, take a Lyft home, and order dinner through Postmates, you have interacted with 7 companies that collectively this year lost $14 billion.
Let that sink in, because we're all probably using those brands right now.
All those unicorns that make urban millennial lifestyles wonderful, they're loss-making
This
companies.
Pod was like recorded on a Peloton at this very moment. Gabriel, thanks for sending that one in.
Snackers, we also want to hear from you. The creators of the TV show Billions are about to make a show about Uber. And we want to know what actor should play Travis Kalanick.
It's got to be someone who can get super pumped.
Hit us up at Robin Hood Snacks on Twitter.
In the meantime, Jack and I will catch you tomorrow.
The Robin Hood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts, who are associated persons of Robin Hood Financial LLC, and does not reflect the views of Robin Hood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only, is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.